daily devotional.
Oh, beloved, I love the devotional. I love the daily devotional each and every day. I love the hour one nugget too. I just love to bring God's word. And today we're at part 32 of this awesome series, Agape Love. And I want you to look with me into Ephesians, the first chapter. And today we're going to look from verse 4. And this is what it says. That's Ephesians, the first chapter, and verse 4. The reason I'm repeating it is because a friend of mine said, you know, I can never get down the scripture. I don't get it down quick enough. So can you repeat it a few times? It makes life so much easier. The book of Ephesians in the New Testament, and the first chapter today. And we're going to read from the fourth verse. It says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. What is grace? There's a word. What is grace? We usually say grace when we're going to eat, but what is grace? This is grace. Purely this. God's unmerited favor upon our lives. I'll say that again. Grace is God's unmerited favor on our lives. Favor upon us that we did not deserve, but we only get it. We only get it because God loves us so much. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Look at this. Look at that first verse. Look at verse 4. I could spend weeks on this. Just think about this. Even before the world was made, even before there was anything on this land, even before there were birds in the air, even before there were fields and sea, before all that, go back before all that, try and get your brain to get around this. Even before anything was created, even before God said, let there be light, even before that, imagine, he had already decided. This is going to blow you away. And stay with me. He already decided that you, yep, I'm talking to you, you were going to be born. He'd already made that decision. And not only that, he had already chosen you to be in Christ. He'd already made that decision that you were going to be holy in the eyes of his Son. He already made this decision about you, that you were going to be faultless in his eyes. Are you hearing this? You're saying, yeah, but David, you're not talking about me. Not me, no. You obviously are talking about somebody else. There are thousands of people listening to this radio station. You're talking about someone else. No, I'm not. I'm talking about you. Yeah. You. And you're looking over your shoulder and saying, me? Yeah, I'm talking about you. You. You're the one. Before the world was even created, God had planned your life. Before the world was created, God had said, you are going to be faultless in my eyes. Verse 5 is awesome. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Look, I want you to imagine. Imagine a home where there are lots of babies, lots of tiny children who have got no parents. No one wants them, no one loves them. And in comes this wonderful man. And he looks at these children and he says, I want that one. And I want that one. And I want that one. And I want that one too. Oh, and just look at that one. I want that one as well. And this man ends up picking every single one of those children. Not one is left. Not one is left out. He adopted them. And he said, I chose those children because I love them so much. I chose them. God is saying that to you right now. He's saying it to you. Yes, you. Same person. It's you. He's saying to you, right now, right at this moment, he's saying, I chose you. And because I chose you, I didn't just want to know you as a friend. I wanted to adopt you as my very own child. You are my very own child, says God. Says the living God to you today, right now, you are my child. I have chosen you. You belong to me. How long has it been since you and I sat down and we talked? Well, my beloved child, I am talking to you now. I am talking to you now, crystal clear. You are my child. I adopted you. You are mine. And I will let no harm come to you if you turn your life to me. If you turn your life to me afresh and say, yes, Dad, I want to come home. Yes, Dad, I recognize this love that you're pouring out into me. If you will do that, no harm will ever come to you. Nothing will ever harm you, because I am your father and you are my child. Beloved, God Almighty is talking to you in a way he's never talked to you before, perhaps. Or maybe you weren't listening. Maybe you didn't hear what he said when he said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Maybe you didn't hear when he said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Maybe you didn't hear that. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and verse 1. Read this with me. It says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money come buy and eat? Come buy wine and milk without money and without price? Why do you spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labor on that which does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me. Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love of David. Oh Lord, you are so wonderful. Verse 5 of Ephesians, the first chapter. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. Isaiah says to you today, come and eat, come and drink, come and buy this food and this milk, but you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. And you know why you don't have to pay? Because Jesus has paid that price on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. He paid that price, and because of that price that was paid, God pours out his grace upon you today. He pours out his love upon you today. God's grace, God's unmerited favor upon your life. Why? Because he loves you with an agape love, with a love that has no condition attached. He loves you. He loves you, beloved. I want you just to say these words now. Heavenly Father, I love you. Heavenly Father, I love you. Just keep saying that. Just keep saying, Heavenly Father, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord. Father, it is wonderful to be in your presence, to hear your word, to hear your prophetic word as it comes crashing into our lives, Lord. And we thank you that you chose us, that you chose me, that you chose your beloved, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we give you the power that is due your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,